This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why emotional self-awareness is harder to sustain during rapid success. Success changes what you see in yourself, usually before you notice. In short, emotional self-awareness does not disappear during rapid success. It gets replaced. A confident feeling substitutes for accurate self-knowledge, and the two are nothing alike. Success removes the friction that self-awareness depends on. The mistakes that follow feel like strength while the damage accumulates. You can recalibrate, but only once you know what you're actually looking for. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice and accurately name your own internal states, including emotions, physical sensations, and the triggers behind them, in real time. It lets you understand how your feelings shape your thinking and behavior before you act on them. A woman I worked with several years ago had just been promoted twice in 18 months. She was sharp, well-regarded, and genuinely capable. Then one afternoon, her most trusted colleague asked to speak privately and told her she had become difficult to talk to honestly. She sat across from me that week and said she had not seen a single sign. That was the problem. Emotional self-awareness does not always fail loudly. During rapid success, it tends to fail quietly, behind a feeling that everything is going well. The warning signals look like confidence. The habits that erode self-knowledge feel like momentum. By the time the cost becomes visible, the drift has usually been building for months. The reason success makes you harder to read to yourself. When things are going well, your environment stops giving you accurate data about your internal state. Colleagues agree more readily. Feedback softens. Conversations that once challenged you now affirm you. This is not dishonesty on anyone's part. It is a natural social response to someone who is visibly winning. The trouble is that emotional self-awareness depends on friction. It sharpens when your reactions are questioned, when your assumptions are tested, when someone tells you something that costs them something to say. Strip that friction away, and the internal checking mechanism quietly switches off. You stop pausing to ask what you are actually feeling, because everything around you keeps confirming that you must be fine. This is why the mistakes below are genuinely hard to catch. They do not feel like errors. They feel like earned confidence. 6 mistakes that signal your self-awareness is slipping. 1. You interpret all discomfort as friction from others. What it looks like. You feel irritated or dismissive when someone raises a concern, slows a decision, or questions the direction. You name the feeling as frustration with their hesitation, not as discomfort within yourself. Why it happens. During a winning streak, your emotional baseline shifts. You become habituated to forward momentum. Anything that interrupts that rhythm registers internally as an obstacle, and your brain assigns the source to the person in front of you. Why it matters. You stop being able to tell the difference between your own unexamined agitation and a genuinely valid concern being raised. Important signals get filtered out before they reach your thinking. What to do? Before your next difficult conversation, ask yourself one question. Am I carrying something into this room that belongs to me, not to them? That pause is not weakness. It is the foundation of honest engagement. I have sat in rooms where I was certain the problem was the other person. I was wrong more often than I care to admit. 2. Your emotional vocabulary has quietly narrowed. What it looks like. You describe your internal state in one of two ways. Either you are energized and ready, or you are stressed and need to push through. The granular middle ground, where most of your actual emotional life lives, has gone silent. Why it happens. Success creates a simplified emotional narrative. You are winning or managing. Everything else feels like noise. So you stop naming it, and over time you stop noticing it. Why it matters. Emotional self-awareness requires precision. If you can only identify two internal states, you're flying most of your working life with most of your instruments switched off. What to do? Spend 3 days using a wider vocabulary deliberately. Not stressed. Try frustrated, uncertain, exposed, impatient, flat. The specificity is not a semantic exercise. It is how you locate what is actually driving your behavior. Tools like the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction only work when you can name your state with enough accuracy to apply them. Here is the truth of it. The day you stop distinguishing between your emotions is the day you stop being able to manage them. 3. You have stopped noticing your physical signals. What it looks like. You are making high-stakes decisions while your jaw is tight, your sleep has shortened, and you have been operating at a low hum of tension for weeks. You know this, but you have classified it as a normal feature of busy success rather than as information. Why it happens? Physical tension during rapid success is continuous. When something is always present, it stops registering as a signal and becomes background noise. You normalize it before you have examined what it is telling you. Why it matters. Your body reads your emotional state before your conscious mind does. If you have stopped listening to it, you have lost your earliest warning system. What to do? Before a significant meeting, scan from your shoulders to your stomach. Not to fix anything, just to notice. Naming what is present, even silently, breaks the normalization cycle. 4. You are making decisions faster than the situation demands. What it looks like. You move through choices quickly, often before others feel the conversation has finished. You experience this as clarity and decisiveness. Others experience it as being cut off. Why it happens. Success rewards speed. You have been reinforced for moving quickly, so your internal threshold for I have enough information has dropped significantly. You've stopped factoring in your own emotional state as a variable in the decision. Why it matters. Speed and self-awareness are not opponents, but they require balance. If you're emotionally charged, impatient, or under-resourced and you have lost the ability to notice that, you will make fast decisions from a compromised internal state and call it confidence. What to do? Build one deliberate delay into your decision-making this week. Not a long one. 10 minutes before you send the response, 5 minutes before you close the meeting. The pause is not indecision. It is the space where self-awareness lives. If you want to see how confidence and competence affect each other in this kind of loop, the pattern becomes very clear once you know what to look for. 5. You have started mistaking your self-image for your actual state. What it looks like. When someone asks how you're handling something, you answer from your identity, not from your current experience. I'm someone who handles pressure well is not the same as I'm handling this pressure well right now. Why it happens. This is the one most people do not see coming. Rapid success builds a self-narrative, and that narrative becomes the default answer to internal questions. Instead of pausing to assess your current emotional state, you access your story about yourself and report that instead. Why it matters. Your self-image can remain confident and polished long after your actual emotional state has become depleted, disconnected, or reactive. The gap between the two is where blind spots are born. What to do? Separate the two deliberately. Ask, what do I believe about how I handle this? Then ask, what is my body and behavior telling me about how I'm actually handling it right now? They should be close. If they are not, that distance is worth your attention. This one took me a long time to see in myself. I would have sworn I was doing fine, and I would have been sincerely wrong. 6. Feedback has stopped reaching you clearly. What it looks like. You receive feedback and feel you're taking it in well, but nothing in your behavior or approach shifts afterward. You process it calmly on the surface, and then continue as before. Why it happens. Without strong emotional self-awareness, feedback lands on your self-image rather than on your actual behavior. Your self-image has become quite stable and defended during your success period, so the information bounces off it without penetrating. Why it matters. The ability to receive and apply feedback is inseparable from self-awareness. If you cannot feel the dissonance between what you're hearing and what you have been doing, you cannot close the gap. Understanding how the confidence-competence loop affects feedback quality can help you see exactly where this loop breaks down. What to do? After your next piece of feedback, resist evaluating whether it is correct. Instead, ask, what emotion did that produce in me? And what does that emotion tell me? Your reaction is data. Start there. What is actually driving all of this? These 6 mistakes are not 6 separate problems. They are 6 expressions of one shift your internal monitoring system has outsourced itself to your external results. When success provides continuous positive feedback, the brain stops generating its own. The checking, the pausing, the honest questioning, all of it quietly hands over responsibility to the environment. As long as the environment keeps confirming you, the system feels intact. But it is not intact. It is idle. Emotional self-awareness is not a trait you either have or lack. It is a practice that requires consistent engagement. Success creates conditions where that practice feels unnecessary, and that is precisely when it becomes most critical. The people who maintain it during rapid growth are not more gifted at self-reflection. They have simply built a system that runs regardless of how the external feedback is flowing. Where you are right now, A brief self-check. Read each statement and answer honestly. Yes or no. I regularly pause to name my emotional state before a high-stakes conversation. I can currently distinguish between at least 4 or 5 distinct emotional states I experience at work. I notice physical tension and treat it as information rather than background noise. I can recall a recent moment when someone's feedback genuinely changed how I approached something. I know the difference between how I believe I handle pressure and how I'm actually handling it right now. When I feel irritated with someone, I check my own state before I respond. I'm still making space for reflection even though things are going well. If you answered yes to 6 or 7, your emotional self-awareness is active. Your job now is to protect the conditions that keep it that way. If you answered yes to 4 or 5, there are gaps forming. You are still connected to your internal state, but it is becoming selective. Identify the specific questions you answered no to and treat those as your starting point. If you answered yes to 3 or fewer, the drift is already significant. This is not a character failure. It is a very common consequence of sustained external success. What you need most right now is not a long practice overhaul. It is one honest conversation, starting with yourself. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The clearest first move is the simplest one: name your emotional state before your next important conversation. Not to fix it. Not to perform composure. Just to know what you are actually carrying into the room. That single act reconnects the monitoring system that success has been quietly switching off. Once you can name your state with accuracy, you can begin to make choices about it rather than being driven by it unconsciously. Learning to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation becomes genuinely possible when emotional self-awareness is running beneath it. The further step is to find one person who will tell you the truth. Not to validate you. Not to celebrate your success. To tell you what they actually see. That kind of connection, when you can earn it, is worth more than any framework you will ever read. You can also see how this plays out in team settings. When self-awareness breaks down in multiple people at once, the consequences surface in team dynamics before they surface anywhere else. The signs of amygdala hijack in team settings and why some managers handle tension better than others both trace back to this same root: whether the people involved can read themselves clearly under pressure. Emotional self-awareness is not something you protect by working harder on it during difficult times. You protect it by refusing to let success convince you that you no longer need it. And using self-awareness in team synergy conversations is where that practice pays its clearest dividend. The ground does not disappear when you are moving fast. You simply stop checking whether you're still standing on it. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice and accurately name your own internal states, including emotions, physical sensations, and the triggers behind them, in real time. It lets you understand how your feelings are shaping your thinking and behavior before you act. Why does emotional self-awareness decline during success? During rapid success, external feedback becomes uniformly positive, reflection time shrinks, and identity becomes tied to the winning streak. This combination removes the friction that self-awareness depends on, making it easy to confuse momentum with emotional clarity. How do you rebuild emotional self-awareness quickly? Start with a daily 2-minute pause. Name the emotion you're carrying into your next meeting or conversation. You do not need a long reflection practice. You need a consistent moment of honest internal questioning before action, not after. What does poor emotional self-awareness look like at work? It shows up as impatience with feedback, dismissing concerns as negativity, interpreting all tension as other people's problem, and making decisions faster than the situation genuinely demands. The person often believes they are operating confidently when they are actually operating blindly. Can emotional self-awareness be lost permanently? No, but it can erode significantly over time if left unchecked. The longer you go without honest internal reflection, the more your self-image drifts from your actual emotional state. Rebuilding it requires deliberate practice and a willingness to hear hard truths from people you trust. How does emotional self-awareness affect communication under pressure? Without it, you cannot accurately read your own state before a difficult conversation, which means you carry unexamined tension, defensiveness, or impatience into the exchange. The result is that your reactions feel disproportionate to others, and you often cannot explain why. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.